Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, alongside our comedian today, Stephen Julian. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
No. I want the funny Stephen we had before we went on the air.
Do you know why I'm so excited today, Mike? And I know we do the shows and they kind of exist outside of time and space. But you know why I'm excited, don't you? I mean, you know what yesterday was, right?
Your birthday.
No. That's later this week. No, it was the start of the baseball season.
Technically, it started about a week and a half ago.
Well, in Australia. That doesn't count. Okay, that doesn't count. The opening of the baseball season on American soil.
Gotcha.
All right, let's be strict nationalists here.
Okay.
So it was great. I mean, that's a good day. Wall-to-wall
baseball. Because you're right. We do these shows that's typically timeless, but today is April 1st.
It is.
So I wasn't sure if you're going to, you know, you got to be aware of people trying to play jokes on you.
Yeah, I'm too old. I've run out of all the jokes.
All right.
Well, life is a joke. All right, moving on.
Let's get serious then.
Absolutely.
And not joke around.
Absolutely.
Should be a great show. We've got three wonderful guests today joining us here at the studio. It's Kyle Lewis from Oxygen Financial joining us from DeNova. It is Paul Kendig. And joining us from Storing Treasures, Mr. Mike Haswell. And I want to welcome all our guests to the studio. We're going to start with Kyle. Kyle Lewis is the co-CEO and founder of Oxygen Financial, and that's with a capital X and a capital Y. Kyle, welcome back to the program, and tell us all about your company.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you.
Oxygen Financial, last five letters of our name being XYGen, was a company we built about 6 years ago. Really to serve the needs of the XY Gen, the 30 to 50 somethings, and we found over the course that we thought we were right and we thought we were onto something when we started it, that maybe they had a different view of the world and different needs and demands, more so than maybe their parents. And you know what? Gosh darn it, we were right. You know, we've been very blessed. We've had a great run. You know, in that short time frame, we've acquired about 2,200 clients. And
wow.
Yeah, no, it's been interesting. It's been fun, you know, and every day, I think the breadth and depth of our brand has grown. You know, we've gone from being, mentioned in the Wall Street Journal to now making weekly contributions, to those types of publications. And some of the trade publications, I mean, I seldom toot my own horn, but since I have a chance, I'm going to toot our own horn for a second. You know, we've had the opportunity to be on the cover of Registered Rep magazine, you know, quite often in investment news, things along those lines. And I think it speaks to the fact that there's, you know, there are different needs that folks in their 30, 40, and 50-somethings want and need different than maybe our parents. And so we're certainly not our parents' company.
So we know the clientele that you're working with. Talk more about the services that you provide.
Well, we really, and thanks for asking, you know, we've built what we call to be a family office. And I think when you say that in Atlanta, most people go, cha-ching, you know, I think the huge families with the mega wealth. And we want, you know, we built no minimums in our firm. And so we built an opportunity for folks, the everyday John and Jane Doe, who have, you know, the biggest commodity all of our clients ask for more of is time. You know, especially with Atlanta traffic and the demands of just there are no more 40-hour work weeks. And so we wanted to build a place where someone could come and get, independent, non-biased investment advice, insurance advice. They could get their tax returns prepared. They could coordinate legal advice all in, you know, I don't want to call it one-stop shopping, but all in one place where it's a coordinated effort.
Kyle. Talk us through when somebody starts with you. So they hear family office, they say, that sounds interesting. Where does the process start? I would assume there's also multiple places to start. So just kind of talk.
Yeah, really, it's going to be driven by their situation. And so it may be the small business owner. You know, I met a guy yesterday, awesome guy. You know, he's starting to kill it. You know, small business is coming back, especially in construction. And he's a general contractor that's going to have probably north of $1 million of net income this year. And so he's sitting there scratching his head going, okay, now what? You know, basic questions like, what should I pay myself? You know, do I put myself on payroll? How do I keep all this away from Uncle Obama? You know, because, you know, he's going to experience probably a significant tax bill. And so what sort of things can I do? How do I leverage my business best? Down to, hey, I'm about to get married in, you know, the next 12 to 18 months. How do I need, you know, what do I need to be thinking about with my future wife for the things that we want to accomplish for ourselves? And so from soup to nuts, we can help that guy.
Now, Kyle, and we're talking with Kyle Lewis with Oxygen Financial. When people walk into your office, and you said you're a little unique, you're a little different because there's a lot of financial type companies like yours out there, but you are different, and they're going to experience that from the time they walk through
Thanks,
the door.
Thanks, Mike. What are you saying? You know, like,
no, I'm not saying this is a bad. No, this is a I'm good kidding, thing.
Wait, they have to walk across a thin plank over a pool of piranhas. This is what you've built up now, Mike.
Exactly. Very unique. You know? Okay, I know a little insight.
Like, there's a quiz when you walk in. Like, you know, if you can't,
you
answer
failed.
This,
leave.
Yes,
we throw no financial out. Advice for you.
Yes, you got to answer all these from 80s TV shows. But no,
no, I know you
have some fun
going.
Stuff
I'm
going
kidding,
on.
I'm
Talk
kidding.
About that fun stuff that you're not going to find anywhere else.
Well, I think, you know, we've kind of gone, you know, the way of the dodo bird when it comes to, I'm as dressed up as I've been in the last 2 weeks, and I'm wearing slacks and a, you know, a nice pressed shirt. Normally it's jeans and, you know, a more casual environment, but we've got a Wii gaming station in our corporate office in Alpharetta. We've got oxygen bars both in our office in Alpharetta and our location down in Buckhead, and it's more of a destination location. And so it's a place where, frankly, our clients will come, and instead of, you know, fighting for a table at the Disco Starbucks in Buckhead, they can come and utilize our office for their own client meetings, for that matter, and sit and have a nice cup of coffee, a fancy little we have some kind of little espresso thing that makes all kinds of fancy stuff, and, you know, sit down, do work for yourself, sit at our iPad bar. If you need to print something off, do it. If you want us to mail something for you, we'll take care of it.
You think of some people in the financial business, and I'm not including Steven, I'm not including you in this, of course.
Well, thank you.
But you know, people think, oh, they're stuffy and they're straight. You know, they're all coat and tie, and you know, it's buttoned to the top. And as you said, you're more casual, more laid back. Do you kind of have to balance that off? Because obviously, when you're dealing with people's finances, that's a serious matter.
Absolutely. That doesn't, you know, what I'm wearing. If you're judging, you know, my intellectual capital based on what I'm wearing, you're probably missing the boat. And so I would hope that folks would judge us on the quality of advice that we're given. But at the same time, we want to make a, you know, an environment that's not intimidating. I don't think any of us want to go into the marble cherry furniture, a picture of a guy on a horse about to shoot a fox, a bull and a bear somewhere. I mean,
you
we just all laugh and joke about that.
You just right? described Steven's office, right?
No, my favorite is the golden-haired people sitting on the sailboat. You know,
absolutely,
which is so,
yes.
It's either that or on a beach, or
right.
You know, and I have my clients tell me, I just don't want to be a greeter at Walmart. That's kind of my first goal, you know, when I get to retirement. So, and let me just ask a follow-up question. You kind of said soup to nuts. Is it that everything is contained in the office, or is it that, look, we're the place where you're going to start, and then if there's something we can't do, we're going to help you get to the right place? I mean, is that kind
of
what you're
A lot of
for?
It is contained in the office.
Okay, that's fantastic.
You know, but beyond that, if we have to, certainly I'll help coordinate those efforts. Because I think the needs of, you know, I've talked about the needs of the XY Gen are different. I don't think they're traditionally thinking about retirement the way maybe our parents thought about it. And
right.
So they don't have this 30-year runway that they're thinking about. They value time with family, time with friends, their own intellectual capital. They have this desire to prove something. And so oftentimes their runway is much shorter. And so their goals are oftentimes 2 or 3 years in length. And they may have an idea. I was just a good friend of mine. Actually, I was checking Facebook earlier. And a good friend of mine I actually started the business with, he and his wife are selling all their stuff. And they're going to go to Nepal because they have this ideology about saving the world. And I think that's where they're going to start. And, you know, I mean, it's something, you know, our folks probably wouldn't have done that. You know, and it's just, and so they view that it's just, it's different,
right.
You know, and their needs are significantly different.
So talk one more thing. Mike talked about the oxygen. He had you bring up the oxygen bar and the Wii stations, but But obviously, XY generation, there's a huge conversation about technology.
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about how you guys differentiate yourself through technology.
Oh, great question. You know, one of the things that and one other thing that we've done is we knew when we built this company we had to be independent, because I think technology is it's making, you know, and here's a soundbite for you, Brandon. You know, we live in the information age, it's just not the knowledge age. And so there's a lot more information about how the game works. And I think people are understanding. Today people get when you go to Kroger or Publix, you see Coke on the end of the aisle 1 week, Pepsi on the end of the aisle the other, that they're paying for that shelf space. I think folks are starting to understand that happens in the financial services game, because it does. And so as more technology gets out there and people get more information about kind of the backdoor sales deals that happen and why maybe there's a preferred product that a firm may offer over another, they don't trust that as much. And so we wanted to build a firm that was as independent as we could possibly make it. We build a financial dashboard to directly talk about the technology. We build a financial dashboard for our clients that aggregates everything they have going on in their financial life, as well aggregates and allows them to store important documents in a vault. You know, we have a lot of Road Warrior clients, and so they can track things like their Sky Miles or their Continental One Pass or United One Pass or whatever it is now, and Amex points, and have it all pushed to their smartphones. We're seeing more and more. I do more and more Skype, FaceTime, and WebEx meetings, and I think that will be the next revolution, I believe, in our industry. I think more and more, as I think about growing my organization, I'm thinking about building flex type space locations, not necessarily offices and cubes. We're advisors that, you know, we call our advisors private CFOs. When a private CFO comes, they're not going to have the traditional cube land to go to. They're going to have a destination where they can go and meet their clients, because all this is done virtually now anyway. And so it's creating that type of environment for not only the consumer, but for the rep in this industry.
Our guest is Kyle Lewis. He's the co-CEO and founder of Oxygen Financial here. And you're listening to Gwinnett Business Radio. And Kyle, I mentioned your title as co-CEO and founder. When was the aha moment that, hey, I want to start a company like this and be a little different? Did you go into one of the older traditional financial services type offices and say, hey, there's got to be a better way?
I did. I cut my teeth working for American Express and started off as a financial advisor in the early 90s in Dallas, Texas, and worked my way up the food chain and was fortunate and blessed to get to do that. And finally reached a point where I think I got high enough up the food chain that I could kind of see what was behind the curtain and didn't like it, to be honest with you. And so my business partner, Ted Jenkin, and I kind of came to that realization probably somewhere in 07 and started talking about, geez, there's got to be a different way to do this. You know, Red Ocean, Blue Ocean strategy, I mean, that's gotten a lot of talk. And so We really did pioneer into the space. It's starting to get a lot more attention today. But, you know, people thought we were nuts. Like, you want to go after the XY Gen? They don't have any money. Why aren't you everybody else is focused on all the trillions of dollars coming in the baby boomers. But I think they're starting to see the shortcoming in that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they thought, Bill Gates was nuts. They thought Steve Jobs was nuts.
Well, and the struggle our industry has today is they don't know how to bring new people into it. And so we have an aging industry that's slowly dying. And so kind of the hope, you know, to Stephen's question before was, you know, will technology be able to replace that? And in some respects, I think it will, but not all of it, mm-hmm. You know. And so you have a bunch of 55, you know, I think the average age in our industry is mid-50s. Hello. I mean, I don't know. I want to go talk to that guy.
Well, yeah. And I think also you nailed it when you were talking. Even though you guys have brought about innovation and you're doing technology, you haven't lost track of relationship.
Absolutely.
Even if it's through FaceTime or WebEx, there's still the relationship there. And in this industry, I always say there's more than one way to invest. There's more than one way to win at the investing game. There's more than one way to build a practice. You have found a new way, and you have found a whole new clientele that you want to talk about underserved.
Right.
I'm not exaggerating when I say that at all. And you can
don't tell anybody. They've got a little bit of money. Just don't let that out. You know,
a couple thousand clients you mentioned earlier. So talk about your company as far as, you know, how big is your company, the number of employees, and I understand you have a new location. Talk about all the great news going on with Oxygen Financial.
Yeah, no, thanks. We opened what we call to be a retail type location in Buckhead. It's right down from the St. Regis. It's, you know, if you stumble out of the King and Duke on your way to stumble into the club at Chops or Chops, you'll walk past our location, and it really is there are no offices, so there are conference rooms and conference space available, like I said before, for certainly our CFOs to use and our clients to utilize, and they're high tech, and so all of them have a video capability. You can screen, you know, you can, what do you call that? Throw your iPad up on the TV screens. They're all smart TVs, and so it was just it's been incredibly well received. And it was our first run to say, "Hey, what are we going to do next?" So I think I'd love to put something up in West Midtown. I'd love to go into the Highlands area, and I think you go where the people are, you know, we'll begin to see a lot of walk-in traffic. As far as our company, we're up to about 17 employees. You know, we've gotten. I think the one challenge we've had is we haven't figured out how to mega grow it fastly, and some of that by design, because I think you lose some culture if you do that. And so we're now putting some of the things in place to be able to put the pedal down to grow, because we're getting demand for it. You know, we've figured out how to do, whether it be through radio deals like this or terrestrial radio, we generate a good number of leads that come to us seeking advice, which is, as Stephen can appreciate, is the toughest gig in our business. And so, you know, I think the next challenge for us is to really figure out how to put the hammer down to grow more reps.
That is great. That's exciting news. Congratulations on all the growth going on.
Thank you.
I mean, a lot has changed just in the several months since we've seen you, so that's exciting. Kyle Lewis has been our guest. He's with Oxygen Financial. And, Kyle, for those that want to reach out and find out more about your company and maybe even look into your services, where would you send them?
Well, you can go to oxygenfinancial.net. Certainly, you can call our offices at 770-777-0427.
Great. Kyle, great to see you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you having me.
All right. Kyle Lewis with Oxygen Financial, our first guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Our next guest is Paul Kendig. Paul is with Denova. And good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Mike.
Tell us all about Denova and what your company does.
Great. Well, Denova, think of it as dining innovation. That's a good summary of it. What we do is we bring companies together with restaurants in a formal relationship. So let me define companies. Think here locally, NCR, pretty big company, spend a lot of money on, this is only corporate credit card usage. This isn't personal spending. This is that company money being spent. And we are nationwide. And again, these people, it's primarily business travelers. A person flying into Atlanta from New York needs to find a restaurant to dine at. Probably not familiar with the Atlanta landscape as far as restaurants. They go to a mobile app and see what the Denova preferred restaurant program is. So, again, we bring, and we have well over 100 companies, and we bring those companies, we give them the option of dining at a preferred restaurant program. This is very similar to, again, using NCR, their employees are told, hey, when you travel, go stay at a specific hotel chain, Hilton or Hyatt's. Don't go stay at the Marriott. Why? Because there's a preferred pricing arrangement. Simple as that. Same thing with rental cars. Up until Denova, the corporate traveler could dine anywhere they wanted to. Like Kyle, I was brought up with American Express. We could dine wherever we wanted to, and we did, and we spent a lot of money. Companies now are seeing, hey, Denova can help me save money on my dining spend when my travelers are out there. And about two-thirds of this is people traveling in from out of town. Another third are some private dining events, that sort of thing. But it's a great way for corporations to save money. It's a tremendous customer for that restaurant, okay?
So, I mean, you're working with two entities. You're helping corporations, and you're working with restaurants.
Exactly. We have almost two customers. And what I like most about it is everybody wins. Okay. The corporation wins. They save money. The restaurant basically gets the best customer they can get out there. For all of us who have ever had a corporate credit card, and hopefully listeners can relate to this, when you're using your corporate credit card, you don't get too concerned about what the prices are. Why? Because they're spending OPM, other people's money, which is the corporation. It's human nature. Nobody in, you know, intentionally does that, but in the restaurant, you go in and you can maybe have a drink before dinner, the big appetizer, the bigger steak, maybe a little dessert after dinner drink. Some of my folks here are smiling and nodding their head. Restaurateurs know this. It's a great customer. And so we make the restaurateur happy, the corporation happy, everybody wins.
Mike, I want to know how Paul followed me when I had dinner last night for the business. Okay. So here's my question for you. Talk us through the conversation that you have both with the restaurant owner and with the business owner. I would imagine there's some differences in that conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
And also, if you also don't mind answering, what are some of the obstacles you faced as you've had those conversations, and how do you overcome those obstacles?
Sure. Obviously, we bring corporations onto this program. That's a fairly easy conversation.
Save money.
I wish, in a way, I was on that side. I'm on the restaurant side personally, but it's important that the corporations come on with the right mindset. It's not just taking money. It's I've got to work with my employees throughout the company, just like they do with all their other travel management policies, the same way they do with restaurants. And we provide a mobile app. I think it's something like 85% of people use a mobile app now to determine what restaurant they go to. They could be on Yelp. And our mobile app is we're bringing all this together so that the corporate employee wants to use that app to say, where do I go?
And is that the main way to find out what restaurants are in the program?
That is the main way because it's real time, naturally. There's a lot of communications within the companies. They have travel portals, intranet sites. One corporation has a preferred hotel network. There is a piece of paper, kind of old school, that says when
Paper? What's
yeah? Paper?
What is that?
Yeah.
What is this strange thing you speak of?
Yeah, exactly. A piece of paper that when that employee checks into the hotel, they're given that paper that says, "Here are the preferred restaurants in the within 5 miles."
Well, Paul, you've got to have restaurants in almost virtually every city in the country because people travel everywhere.
That's why primarily we're the only ones who do this. We're nationwide. One of our challenges is you know. Like you say, there's so many so many cities out there that we've got to put restaurants. So the easy way to do that is put national chains, okay? And we have a good many of those at the fine dining. We have Wolfgang Puck, we have Fleming's, but then we have on the other end we have more like Potbelly sandwiches because this isn't just executives going out at night having big dinners. These are your IBM sales engineers who they want the you know, more the simple type food. We have Buca, we have a California Pizza Kitchen, Roy's, Outback Steakhouse, a lot of locations throughout the country. But then when most corporate travelers like to get the local flavor, somebody travels into Atlanta, do you want to go to Carrabba's? You can. That's fine. They're, on one hand, you know what you're going to get. On the other hand, wouldn't you like to say, hey, what? I want to go someplace unique in Atlanta. If I'm down in a fifth group restaurants, South City Kitchen and Lure on Crescent, boy, wouldn't it be great to try one of those out? If you've all been there, great restaurants. Fifth Group has been with us for almost our entire five-year history. Sedgwick Group, Aspen's, and Vinny's on Windward, great restaurants. They're local. An out-of-town person's not going to know about these restaurants. They'll see it on the app. Jeff Landau's Metrotainment Group. Again, I don't know how much you all know about them. Hudson Grills, probably more likely. Horseradish Grill down near Chastain Park. Pity Pat's Porch. They're making a big comeback downtown. Old Vinings Inn and Vinings. You know, those are all our restaurant partners that I'll guarantee you somebody coming into Atlanta is going to have no clue about those restaurants. All of them, we call our local gems. You know, some places may be hidden away a little bit. Old Vinings Inn's a great example. Right there in the heart of Vinings in an old house. I'll guarantee you, somebody even driving along would think twice about stopping in there. But it's one of Atlanta's finest. Canoe and Aria are on our program. You know, well-known So it kind of give you a flavor of the local flavor here in Atlanta of restaurants that wouldn't otherwise be known by out-of-town travelers.
So you have, obviously, here in Atlanta, lots of restaurants, but mm-hmm. you know, you're based here in the Johns Creek area. You yourself may not be familiar with the places that are a little off the beaten path, say, in Phoenix, Arizona. So mm-hmm. do you have a DeNova representative in those cities? I mean, and how fast is the company growing?
Well, we have reps in just about all the major cities, and we're in L.A., San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Dallas. We'll end up with probably about the largest 12 metropolitan areas because that's where business travelers go, okay? All the outliers, El Paso, Texas, to throw a name out there. We're not going to put somebody there, but our national chains will cover that area. We're 5 years old. We celebrate our fifth anniversary in about a week and a half. And so we're real proud about that. We double about every year. We'll probably triple this year. And one of the things that we're excited about is we've been in this business. The word has gotten out quite a bit. We still have no competition. And I say competition, no direct competition. Nobody's done this. There's only so many IBM, Siemens, Newell Rubbermaid, UPS out there. They're all under contract with us. And it's tough on the restaurant side to bring them on the program because this is foreign to them. They don't often understand what corporate dining is all about, and so it's a little bit of a challenge for us to help them understand the business. But generally, restaurants who are innovative, who know the world is changing, they embrace this concept.
Do you get to, let's say you're going to another city or reps from another city, do you get a chance to have them call one of these local restaurants and have them say, hey, listen, let me tell you what it's done for our business? I mean, I would imagine at this point in time now you're benefiting from word of mouth.
Oh, absolutely. We have so many success stories out there. I won't mention names. I was out in L.A., and there were two restaurants in a same parking lot. And one restaurant we brought on the program, and they came on simply to take business away from those guys next door. And they did. They picked up, in the space of 3 months, they picked up a 33% increase in market share between the two. And that's what they wanted. And that's in 3 months. So it works.
And I think also you've also gotten to the point now where it's probably at times painful because there's a saying I heard where you kind of can't teach stupid. If they don't get it, you got to go to the next restaurant. I mean, there's plenty of good local restaurants in a lot of places.
Well, that's one thing I like about what I do and my team does. We have tons of opportunity. Now, there are certain restaurants you love to get, but if they don't get it or for whatever reason, that's fine. We move on. And I got to admit, it's kind of fun to kind of put a hurting on them when we direct business to their competition. And we've had some say, I want to reconsider my decision. Well, let's sit down and talk and see what we can work out.
For the employees that are traveling and using the services of DeNova, obviously this is great for them. For the corporations, do they pay any kind of a fee, or are you getting your fees pretty much from the restaurants? Where does DeNova find its profit coming
well,
from?
Well, the business model is, and it's, think about the hotels and the corporations. The hotels provide cheaper rooms. Okay, so the restaurant is kicking a rebate back to the corporation. That's it. We're the facilitator. It's really a transaction between them. So the restaurant pays for that great business coming in. DeNova does the administration on the back end. So it's all behind the scenes. We don't use the word discount because discount, you think of, you know, 2-for-1 specials, come in and give me 15% off. None of that. It is seamless at the restaurant. The employees, all they know is, hey, this is where my company wants me to go. Now, if they think about it, they're probably going, well, my company's probably getting a deal here. And they are. But it doesn't happen at the restaurant. It happens later behind the scenes. So the beauty is it's a seamless transaction. The restaurant doesn't have to train anybody, and the corporate individual doesn't have to identify themselves. It's all predicated on the corporate credit card.
Is there any way that you know, just a regular John or Jane Doe could get this?
Well, I assume you mean like on the company side.
I'm thinking, one, it'd be an incredible service to offer my clients. And so I would love to chat about that. But secondly, I would love to be able to get a discount.
Right. We have a minimum of right now $1 million or more in corporate spend for your corporation.
That's all
we're just
do.
Not.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not capable
yet. I'm trying
yet.
To get people not to eat out as much, you know.
Yeah. Would love to. And we'll get We'll get to that stage. We're only 5 years old. We've had that question so many times that we want to get to that point. But right now we're still focused on the big boys.
It's volume discount. So here's my question, Paul. Through the mobile app, do the employees and or the company and the restaurant, where do they get their voice to come back to you to say, ooh, you had this restaurant, they really treated me badly? I mean, do they have a voice in DeNova, or is that mostly them going back to their travel office and saying, ooh, we might want to reconsider this?
Mostly the latter. We've talked about, do we provide a Yelp-type voice program that they can provide reviews? And we've debated that, and at this point, we don't feel that's our role. It's really to put them together. But we vet these restaurants. We're just not taking a phone call and putting Joe's Hot Dog Stand on the program. We are out there. Part of my job is I have to go eat there. It's tough.
Yeah, I'd like to cover that now. You know, Mike, when Paul was on here before, I believe you and I offered, in fact, begged to be part of that vetting process.
Never got that phone
call. Yeah, never got that phone call or email.
That email got stuck in your server. Oh, I'll be darned. I wondered why I didn't hear from you.
Well, let me ask you on a serious note, Paul. Where do you see the company going? Obviously, I would think you'd want to saturate all of the major cities in the U.S. And then, I mean, this is something obviously you could take international because, you know, people go to London. They go to international cities for travel.
Well, you are right on it, Mike. Do you need a job?
No, he wants to be a tester. We've covered this,
Paul. The only job I want is to be a tester, exactly.
No, we are growing like crazy in the U.S. And within a few years, we are definitely going to go international. IBM's one of our clients. They're traveling in London and Paris and all the major cities. It's a small world these days. We see that coming. We want to get this down in the U.S. first, and then we're going to grow like crazy. The other thing is with all these corporations, we are the only company with all this data about corporate dining. We're working with different groups such as the Nation's Restaurant News, as we are the corporate dining experts. If there's any question about corporate dining, are they dining more at fine dining, or are they going down to fast casual? Is it going up? Is it going down? We have the data. We're the experts.
Have you been a cover boy like Kyle over here yet? That's the question.
That's the question. We're working on it. We're keeping up, trying to keep up with Kyle here.
Great stuff. Paul Kendig with DeNova. Obviously, the corporations that might want to reach out to you to find out more about this program, or the restaurants that would like to be a part of this program, how can they get in touch with you?
Probably the easiest thing is to go to DeNova.com. And think Dining Innovation, DINOVA.com. All of our contact information is on there, my contact information, and they can get a little bit more overall viewpoint of the DeNova program.
Great stuff, Paul. Appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
All right, Paul Kendig with DeNova here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Mike Haswell is our next guest. He's got a lot to live up to following these two companies right here. Mike is with Storing Treasures. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Tell us all about Storing Treasures. Is it as exciting as DeNova and Oxygen Financial?
I'm going to do my best, but we're just going to have to wait and see. Those were two very tough ones to follow. I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks so much for the opportunity to be back. You know, Storing Treasures, I'm going to live up to what Stephen was talking about with the beginning of baseball season. Storing Treasures is like the minor leagues leading to the major leagues. How many people do you know that go to high school, come out of high school, come out of college, and they don't go right to the majors. They go to the minor leagues first, and that's what we offer. We're a financial coaching firm that uses web-based education and technology to get you ready to go to the majors, to get you ready to sit down with somebody like Kyle, with somebody like Steven, because 50% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, and they need something right out of the gate that is affordable. I mean, when you go to the minors, you know, you don't have a lot of money to spend. You need time to be able to build that up. You need to learn about yourself. So what we do is we help people understand their financial personality, how they're wired, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are. And with that financial personality, they can then start to get out of debt, save for the future, you know, spend in a way that fits their personality, understand how their spouse is wired, and they get a 20-page report at the end that's based on their financial personality. And you know what? At that point, they're ready to get the help they need. They're ready to go to the majors. But so many people need that basic blocking and tackling first. That's what we offer.
Where did this idea hatch from? Where did this come from?
Sitting down and talking to a lot of different people. So I've done counseling for 20 years. And you know, when you sit down with folks and you start to recognize that people really just need that basic education. They don't get it in high school. They don't really get it in college. And when they get out, most people have too much debt. And they don't really understand how to take that step forward. They think this is just so complicated. I don't know how to begin. Where do I start? It's really not. It just takes some discipline, focus, and some education. And what I found with a lot of people was they were just kind of swimming upstream. They were trying to do this based on what I would tell them to do. So for 10 years, I'd say, look, if you would just do what I tell you, everything will be cool. But here's the problem. Most people aren't wired like me.
I thought you were going to say you can't teach stupid again. We've heard that before.
I would never say that, Stephen.
I said that.
Mike said that.
Just to be clear.
I just said I heard it. I didn't say I say it. All right? I just want to be clear for the record. Let the record show, Congressman. Okay, go ahead, Mike.
Which Mike are you talking to
Mike
now?
Mike Haswell.
Yeah, he's
our
done.
Expert, our guest, the gentleman who's teaching us.
Well, you mentioned Mike, financial personality.
Right.
Talk a little bit about that. Everybody, I guess, has a financial personality.
They do. And so what I found is, you know, people tend to think of, you know, I'm a saver or I'm a spender. But what we don't recognize is we all have a way in which we interact with our money. Behavior drives our results, period. Our education is a part of it. Our background is a part of it, you know, our experiences and our circumstances. But when it comes right down to it, and you know it if you've got kids, about the age of 11 or 12, you start to see some real tendencies come out. I've got four kids. My oldest is a race car driver. That's one of the personality types. I don't have to have him take a personality assessment. I already know. He's a spendthrift, and he's very assertive. He'd make a great salesperson. And so you start to recognize these traits. And then as we started to develop this, what we recognized was communication issues within couples is huge when it comes to finances. They really need to understand that, you know, my spouse isn't doing this to me. This is just the way they're wired. We need to come together. We need some time in the minors to work this out so that we can really start to put that plan together. And that's what we're all about, is helping people learn the basics and then partner with organizations to help them help their people. That's what it's all about.
So let me help you connect the dots. You were kind of saying before that you would sit with these people and say, if you'll just do what I'm telling you. And what you're recognizing is they weren't doing what you were telling them because they had different financial personalities than you, and their personality, without embracing that, they were just kind of frozen.
Exactly.
Almost the the paralysis analysis or whatever you want to call it. And I guess my other question is, this is really for everybody. A lot of times when somebody thinks of a financial coach, they think, oh, I'm not in trouble. I don't need a financial coach. So talk a little bit about how this really can be for anyone in any financial situation.
You know, I've done a lot of conferences and seminars, and what I find is when people realize this is designated or really set up for everybody, you start to get so much more interaction, because people think that financial issues are just for a certain type of individual. I'm ready to invest, or I'm ready to declare bankruptcy. And it's really the 95% in the middle that need the help to be able to move forward. And so this is designed for everybody to get together and say, how can I set forth a plan that's going to work for me and my family, and do that in a way that is on my timetable? So Kyle was talking about the busyness. We see that in a huge way. Well, this is all web-based technology. You can do it at midnight. You can do it at 8 o'clock in the morning. You can do it in a group session. You can do it in a small group. And so we've taken away a lot of the barriers away from the busyness aspect. And the other thing we've done is made it affordable. I mean, it's less than $100 to go through this for the year. So you get 8 sessions, you get a 20-page personalized report based on your financial personality, and you have connections to those that can help you move forward beyond that. It's that type of access that people are looking for. I just did an employer group yesterday, and we gave out certificates after they had finished. And I'm teaching it on video, but it's a facilitator that's leading it. And then when that part is done, they're like, what's the next step? What about a will? What about a financial plan? Or what about, I'm thinking about buying a home. Where do I go from here? They're hungry for more. And that's what we want. Is I don't want them getting done at the end going, oh my God, I can't believe I'm glad that's over now. We want them ready for the next step. And that report that they get that tells them, where do I go from here, is what it's all about. It's helping them take that step.
Well, and so often people go through a class and they go, that was nice, and they put the book on the shelf.
Right.
This is designed to go, man, that was nice, and what's next? And then you don't leave them hanging.
Yeah, so many financial programs that are out there to do what I do. I mean, I think that the Dave Ramsey's of the world and Susie Orman's of the world do a great job in reaching out to the consumer. What I'm trying to do is give them something tangible they can take with their own information, not a workbook with lines filled in, but what's my net worth? How about my debt? What's my priority for paying off my debt? What's my spending plan? What are my goals? And by the time you're done, you know, you learn it and then you do it. You learn it and then you do it. It's all broken up into 8 segments. And when you're done, you've got a 20-page report that you can actually do something with. And that's what we wanted, is to give that technology, we talked about technology earlier, a way to get into the hands of people that typically may be afraid to reach out because they think, I'm just not ready yet. Well, the goal is you're never going to get ready if you don't set forth the plan now. And it's not that it takes a lot of time. I've seen people make huge strides in a few months. It's that first step. If they'll take that first step, they can really make a difference.
When we talk about a financial personality, Mike, and we're talking with Mike Haswell with Storing Treasures, is there a bad financial personality and a good financial personality?
Well, I'm going to tell a story on that. So when I first started this out 7 years ago, I obviously guinea pigs were my friends and family, and I had them take this assessment as a way to start to gauge it. So my brother took it, and one of the personalities is a litigator. And he took it and he said, oh, great, I'm a litigator. I'm like, well, why is that so great? And he goes, well, everybody wants to be a litigator. And my wife, who is so not a litigator, I mean like opposite, she's a cruise director, she looked at him and said, I would rather put bamboo shoots under my fingernails than be somebody like you. She's completely different. And the goal is, there is no right or wrong personality. Every personality has its strengths and weaknesses. We want the cruise directors to be able to, like yesterday in the employer meeting, we had mostly cruise directors in there, and they're cheering, they're excited, they see their strengths, they're very giving. They're also very spontaneous, and they're learning how to control that and get other people in their life to help them. But, you know, those personalities, I mean, they're designed to help people recognize, this is what I'm good at, this is where I need help, and this is how I'm going to move forward. And the way, as a cruise director, that I get out of debt, if Stephen's a litigator, maybe different than the way that Stephen gets out of debt. That's the difference of what we offer. The way you move forward is based on your financial personality.
How do you market your services? Are you marketing to businesses? Are you marketing to individuals?
Business to business. So our role is very different. We are not a business to consumer model. That's already been done a million times over in what our industry is. We are a financial coaching firm that is business to business. We work with employers to do lunch and learns for their people. We work with churches. We work with financial professionals in the industry. We work with nonprofits, because every one of those organizations has a need to provide services to their people. And we do what is called a white label. So an organization can take our program, and because it's tailorable, they can make it their own. They can put their logo on it. They can change some of the questions. So in one case, we have a medical center that's looking to white label it. Well, because they see the connection between medical, health and wellness, and financial, they white label it, add their sections to it, and now it becomes their program they can offer and sell it for whatever they want, be able to make a revenue stream beyond what we would charge them. That we've basically licensed it to them. So we have 3 white labelers now, with 3 others that are potential coming on. And the goal is to give organizations a way to connect with the people that they serve. And that's what it's all about.
This report that you do for your clients that has the financial personality, is this unique to your business? Is this like something that is almost trademarkable, or something that's unique to Storing Treasures?
The financial personality piece is unique. I mean, it's trademarked, and it's part of our style, what we have to offer. There are very few financial coaching firms out there that offer the web-based education and technology, and I think that's unique to what we have to offer. Most people, they need a financial planner, or they need – I mean, we're a huge proponent of not trying to do it all yourself, because you can't. There's too much to learn. But what you need at the beginning is that education and that report to tell you where you need to put your time and attention, and very few financial coaching firms offer that.
Well, and I think also, Mike, you truly have embraced the teaching side of it, because a true teacher just kind of exposes truth and then says, okay, what are you going to do with it? And you and I have sat down before off air, and the beauty is what you do is, again, you're just bringing truth. And then you say, if this has really raised something in you, or if the report tells you, you need to go find someone else to talk to. Mike, you're not all things to all people. Your job is to educate. Then, okay, now go do something with it, right? Have I nailed it?
You have. And so Stephen is actually one of the groups that's going to be white labeling our program, because he sees the value for his clients in being able to offer that type of process for people to be able to work through their issues. What we're trying to do is provide that level of opportunity where you have different avenues you can travel once you get that report. You have different avenues, and it's all education and training based. So we offer education, and then at that point, the goal is to provide some recommendations based on your wiring and your financial situation. So there's a lot of if-then, you know, coding in there to help you say, well, you know what, I've got this amount in assets, and I've or I have this 401k at work. I'm not participating in it at all, and I need to. Well, we give people a recommendation. You need to start, and here's how you get started.
So you start with the personality. What are the other topics you go over?
So we talk about the importance of values. What's important to you? What's your behavior? And if saving for your children's education is important, why would you rate that a 2? Well, there's a gap there. We need to focus on that gap. The next thing we do is we help people understand their spending. Where are they today? Where are you right now in regards to your spending? And be completely honest, and we're going to show you gaps that you need to consider. Then we help people figure out their net worth. Many times for the first time, people know what their net worth is. And we tell them, don't compare yourself to others. Do this again in 6 months and compare yourself to yourself, because you're going to continue updating this plan and seeing where you're moving forward. You can show yourself paying off your debt. You can set up a spending plan and use it every month. You set goals. And so all of those areas are covered in the report, along with financial personality, as a way to give you a basis to get started.
All right, Mike Haswell, our guest with Storing Treasures, the president of the company. Mike, for those companies that want to find out more and maybe bring you in to talk to their people, what's the best way to reach out and find out more about Storing Treasures?
Mike@storingtreasures.com. Mike@storingtreasures.com. And then our website is www.storingtreasures.com.
Mike, thank you so much. Great to see you. Continued
Thanks,
success as well with your company.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. That's our program for today. Three wonderful guests, three really good companies, three very innovative and cutting-edge companies as well. A reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7, by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X, and also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/GwinnettRadioX. For Steve and Julian,
my subliminal message for the day, restaurant tester at DeNova.
There you go. I'm going to go to the oxygen bar.
That too.
That too.
Absolutely.
For Steven, I'm Mike Salmon. For Brandon Kiever as well. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.